T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome to the show. I have done a lot of talking. I could do much, much more talking in the next 2 hours, but I've got a ton of content. But I want to keep things simple. I don't like to get into too much analysis paralysis, because then you never get anything done in life. I've been talking to people lately about analysis paralysis. By the way, it just dawns on me, I stole that from the coach, Chuck Dickerson. I'm sorry. One of these days, I'm going to try to have an original thought. It might hurt. It might be painful. But let's see. So far today, I've ripped off David Bellavia. I've ripped off Sandy Beach. I've ripped off Chuck Dickerson. And who else? A lot of people. You know what? They're intellectual contributors to the Bowerly program. There we go. But no, seriously, folks, I mean, you listen to the same stuff to which I listen. Therefore, when you see articles, CDC says Delta variant more dangerous than the fine print, more dangerous than the previous variants. Well, that's funny, because those previous variants that they were hyping up all the time, we don't hear too much about those anymore. So one might say, since we're not hearing about them too much anymore, maybe they weren't that serious. So now CDC is saying, well, the Delta is more serious than the previous variants. Well, use your common sense. If the previous variants were that serious, wouldn't we still be in freakout mode over those? Use your noodle. And by the way, put something up on Facebook. I don't have time to get into it right now because I got a lot of people on hold. But there was this dude who did a study on how dangerous it is for kids to wear masks. It was published. It was then retracted. And now this guy has put out a rebuttal to the people who retracted his statement. And you know how I keep telling you, and people, you know, it's like I get these people who refuse to believe that medical doctors can be co-opted. Folks, medical doctors are just like anybody in corporate America. Toe the company line or face the consequences. All right? Sorry, if you don't think politics and being woke does not play a role in medicine and has not long played a role in medicine, you are dreaming. You don't know the real world. Well, how can you say that, Tom? You're not a doctor. I know a lot of doctors. All right. I got a lot of doctors in my cell phone. And I'm not talking about just people who are people who deal with me as a patient. Some of them are, but these people have become friends. And believe me, when I tell you there's politics in medicine, I know of what I speak. Prove it, Tom. All right, Dr. Jane Orient confirmed it twice for us in recent interviews, that a lot of these doctors are freaking out over what might happen to them if they go against the unithink of their corporation, their hospital group, their CEO, and this guy who just had his study retracted, okay? First of all, the media says a widely panned study. Widely panned by whom? And what vested interest do they have in continuing the paranoia? All right? And this guy lost his affiliation with a university in Poland. The guy who authored the study that said masking is not good for kids. All right? First, ladies and gentlemen, first they say, oh, well, this study is not valid. They attack a whole bunch of parts of this study. The rebuttal, I put the rebuttal up at Bowerly WBEN Facebook page, and you can read it for yourself. It's more than I have time to get into now. What is driving you crazy about COVID? Not cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, but crazy about COVID. I've got so many things drive me nuts, like illegal immigrants. Folks, did I not tell you months ago, hey, we're getting COVID under control in the United States, so what's the logical thing to do? Let's let tens of thousands of unvaccinated illegal aliens into the United States. Let's make sure we ship them all over the country. What a great way to keep COVID going. And sure enough, what do we see happening? This Delta variant creeps up on us. Folks, it's all about control. They're showing us that they're in power and you are not. Just like George Carlin said in his monologue on germs. All right, what's driving you crazy about COVID? Let me give you the phone number. I'm going to shut up and let you talk. I just get really passionate about this. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Kim in Tonawanda, thank you for your everlasting patience. You're on WBEN.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you. What's driving me crazy about COVID is how the rules keep changing. The CDC keeps changing the rules like they change their socks. And when the rules keep changing and the goalposts keep moving, that's how you know that the people making the rules don't know what they're doing. I'm getting tired of it. I'm getting tired of being expected to obey these people who don't know what they're talking about, and they keep changing everything. And I think all of it is silly. I think it's the mask wearing, the whole mask wearing thing drives me nuts. I think it's a farce. Masks don't work. The COVID particles are too small to be filtered out by a mask. Putting on a mask to prevent COVID is like putting up a chain link fence to keep out mosquitoes. And you're right, it is all about power and control. It's not about science. There's no science proving that masks protect anybody from COVID. All they do is make it difficult to breathe. It's terrible. And then you place where they expect everybody to wear a mask and you're unmasked and they hassle you about it.
Now, see, what, Kim, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to get a whole bunch of people saying, I can't believe you let Kim give false information. You're allowing false news to go out over the airwaves. And here's the thing. Your God, Dr. Anthony Fauci, in his own email, pretty much says what Kim is saying.
Yes. Yes. I've also seen a quote by him saying that it's never asymptomatic people who drive a pandemic, but it is the people who have symptoms who drive a pandemic. And it makes sense. I happen to be a nurse. If you don't have any symptoms, that means that you don't have a whole lot of virus inside of you. You don't have enough to make you sick. You don't have enough to share with somebody else. And that's not me talking. That was a quote by another doctor who I listened to online. I don't know if it's okay to say the name or not.
I prefer that you not. I mean, we've had enough doctors on this show that you could you could quote Dr. Jane Orient.
I'm sorry?
You could quote the people I've had on, but.
Okay. No, I mean, it's not me talking. I heard this from a pulmonologist.
You know, all right, what's the pulmonologist's name?
I'm sorry? I couldn't hear you too well.
Acura Audiology is the phone number. Acura, A-C-C-U-R-A. What is the doctor's name that you wanted to give?
It's Dr. Michael Yeadon.
Of course, it would be a name I wouldn't know how to spell. How does one spell Yeadon?
Well, I believe it's Y-E-A-D-O-N.
All right, that would have been my first guess. All right, well, people can check out his videos, unless they've been taken down by the tech gods. See, and you know, you talk about this driving you crazy. Kim, what drives me crazy is all of the people who were banned from social media, who had their YouTube videos taken down, who had their content removed, who have been banned from Twitter and Facebook. Why? Because they talked about the origin of the virus as being the lab in Wuhan at a time when CDC said, oh no, it came from birdies, just like the Spanish flu. And now a different view has been allowed to emerge. And wait a minute. You know, maybe it is not exactly a coincidence that this engineered virus, the likes of which has never been seen before, this engineered virus just happened to gain prominence in a place where there's a major virological laboratory. Maybe it isn't just a coincidence.
Yes, I do believe there's a connection there.
Well, but the point is, these people like your Dr. Yeardon there, Eden, they speak the truth. They are censored for speaking the truth because they're told it's not the truth. You're spreading false information, and then we find out. Guess what? They were right.
Yes.
It's driving me. That's driving me nuts. And I'll tell you, Kim, we have a lot in common. Are you a registered nurse?
Yes.
Well, you are a salt of the earth person, and Kim, between you and me, you can draw my blood anytime you want.
Well, thank you.
All right, thank you. And I believe me, I'm a good patient. I'm a good little soldier. Thank you, Kim. I appreciate it.
It's fantastic.
Thank you so much. All right. I'd love to hear from more registered nurses. I mean, look, and here's the thing. A lot of people in the medical field, they're scared about calling into a radio show because, God forbid, they express an opinion based on their experiences or based on their knowledge base that differs from the corporate orthodoxy under which they're working. They'll find themselves out of a job and unemployable, peeing in a jug at Amazon. Let's go to, I think I stole that line from somebody too. Yeah, I think I did. Wow. Hey, welcome to the Kleptomaniac Show. My name is Joe Biden, plagiarist. Cloudy with a thunderstorm. What is driving you craziest about COVID? Now, our first caller, Kim, I think, she said the changing rules were driving her nuts. I'm gonna raise her one. The changing science is what drives me nuts. Everything is based on science, but it changes from day to day. Like in the movie The Death of Stalin, there's a great scene where the Khrushchev character, played by Steve Buscemi, says, "You're just making this up as you go along." He might have thrown in a swear word in there, but yeah. Let's go back to the calls. Keith in Lakeview, a very patient man. Keith, what's driving you craziest about COVID?
Hey, Tom. Well, you know what's driving me nuts about this is quite honestly the fact that, let's see here. I was sick about 3 weeks ago, upper respiratory infection. Delta variant was out. Asked my doctor, hey, should I get tested? No. You had COVID. You also got your vaccine. You're fine. Hey, but they were worried about me having blood clots because when I did have COVID, it gave me arrhythmia. So they sent me to the hospital to get a CT scan to make sure my lungs were clear. Hey, ask the doctor, hey, should I get a COVID test? No. You had COVID plus you had your vaccine. You're fine. And now they're saying that we potentially are going to have to wear masks. Now, that's driving me nuts. I got the COVID vaccine because, A, it did mess with my heart. B, because I was sick and tired of wearing masks. So now they implement this. I'll tell you what. I'll wear it at work because, you know what, I got to provide for my family. But when I am outside of work, I ain't wearing it. And anybody that wants to challenge me, go right ahead.
But what are you going to do? Here's the problem. What are you going to do when all of the places that only operate because they get the okay from the Erie County Department of Health or the state inspectors or the state licensing people, they lord power over us. I mean, you don't want to be the guy to put your local bar out of business or your local restaurant out of business, do you?
You know, that's the thing. I tell you right now, I do support local, but you know what? I have everything delivered. Or I did curbside. I didn't go into it. I still don't. just because I don't feel like dealing with it. I don't feel like dealing with the public masses, because quite honestly, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, probably see things the way I see things, but there's also a lot of people out there that don't see things my way. And you know what? I just rather not deal with these people right now.
And, well, to those people, if you're so sure about the vaccine, what are you worried about?
I'm not.
I know you're not, but I'm just posing a hypothetical. I mean, you talked about the people that you'd rather not deal with who are all, you know, paranoid about COVID. Well, if they got the vaccine, why would they be?
That's a great question. I don't know. I'm not worried about it.
I'm not either. Yeah, I honestly, sir, I'm not either. I'm done. I'm over it.
Because quite honestly, if anybody ever gave me anything about not wearing a mask when it came down to this, damn, you know, hey, are you vaccinated? Yes or no. Okay, well, if you're not, guess what? Yes, you need to stay 6 feet away from me, because I got nothing to worry about. So.
All right, sir, I'm glad you called. I appreciate hearing from you very much. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Trying to figure out, you know, we should have like a running crawl at the bottom of your radio on Dr. Overtime's money. We should have a tracker. We should have a Gale Burstein Overtime tracker. Well, I guess we can't do crawls at the bottom of the radio. Actually, with today's technology, I think we actually could.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ah, good tune. It's 4:38, and again, happy birthday to our friend Rene Zeno. And it would be very ungentlemanly of me to tell you that she's turning 50 years old today. I will not tell you that she's turning 50, but happy 50th, Rene. We'll look forward to seeing you later on. And I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I almost died when Rene drove us to Pittsburgh for the ELO concert. Sorry, I drove home, believe me. But anyway, she knows it. She knows it. I rag on her all the time about that. But anyway, I can't believe it's been 2 years since Jeff Lynn in Pittsburgh. It blows my mind. Anyway, I also am dedicating today's show to World War II veteran George Wilcox. I met him last night at Sorrentino's, and it was an absolutely beautiful moment. I spent the first hour of the show talking about it today. And I don't know, that came all from the heart. And you can see the pictures at the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page, or a picture which captures a beautiful father-son moment. And also, if you want to find out about the local bands, who is playing where, Jim Kedrina's list is now part of WBEN.com, and we have put a link up to that as well at the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page. So, let us go back to the calls. What is driving you craziest about COVID? Here is Wendy on a car phone. Wendy, my dear, thank you for calling. You're on.
Thank you, John, so much for giving me a voice. I think that is the hardest thing for me as a registered nurse right now, of not having a voice. When the COVID came out, I did a lot of research. I listened to different educators, and I was not convinced of taking the vaccine, and I probably won't. But my colleagues, who are wonderful men and women, are being fed and only being fed from CDC. They can't find anything else right now. And the ones that I do work with will not speak up because they will be canceled. And there's an underlying attitude of mockery. And so, yes, I think it's being canceled by society and all of a sudden not being accepted. So that's my take on it.
You know, I'm so glad. First of all, I'm very sorry that you're going through this, but I hope that you're finding some solace in having your opinion, your personal experiences actually verified by other people within the medical profession, such as the woman we have on from the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, Dr. Jane Orient, because you know, Wendy, I tried to tell people this, and what I get is, well, what do you know? You're not a doctor. But the politics in medicine, politics is pervasive everywhere, but with this COVID situation, it is downright scary. This guy, as I mentioned earlier, his name is Harald Wallich. He does a research paper on masks and how they're not good for children. That paper is retracted. He loses his university affiliation, and he offers a very logical rebuttal to the retraction that was put out by the professional medical people, and he still is in canceled land. People don't get it, Wendy, that if you don't go along with the unithink, you are screwed.
Absolutely. And canceled can mean not being able to go to the store, not being able to travel, or losing your job. We're just not talking about taking you off the air. We're talking about a livelihood.
Yes. Yeah. What's going to happen with your employer? I don't need to know, of course, where you work, but what is going to happen with the masking situation? I presume that in your situation, you have to wear a mask anyway.
I do. I have to wear a mask. When we meet socially, I'm asked if I've had the vaccine, and I will say no at the moment. I will get tested, and I do things to protect people. Absolutely. We're an intelligent group of people, we are. But to be vilified because I haven't, or questioned, the old adage was, talk to your doctor. It's between you and your doctor. Or why on the commercials they give you all kinds of side effects, all kinds of side effects for every medication you take, but you're not allowed to ask for the side effects from a vaccine. My own doctor from 30 years said, oh, you're one of them. My gosh, you're one of them. What am I all of a sudden, one of them?
What is them? You're a stupid, ignorant Trump voter.
Probably.
I mean, that is the assumption, which is absolutely ludicrous, frankly. But I'm so sorry that you're going through this, Wendy. I thank you for what you do for everybody, and I wish you the very best in keeping your job. And what people don't understand, and frankly, this frosts my nads considerably to a degree well below freezing, and that's centigrade, is I'm fully vaccinated. The lady who draws my blood is fully vaccinated, and yet we both had to wear masks well before the Delta variant. And they're trying to convince people to take vaccines. Why?
Why?
Yeah, it's lost on me. There's I'm not a danger to her. She's not a danger to me. What's the point?
Yes. Well, thank you so much for giving me that voice. I appreciate it.
Now, Wendy, I appreciate that, and I hope to hear from other healthcare professionals, especially those in your position. Ladies and gentlemen, please believe me. Doctors, nurses, PAs, anybody in the healthcare profession is under an enormous amount of internal pressure from their employers, from their coworkers, to have one school of thought regarding COVID and the vaccine. And my response to that is, well, you rely on the CDC for expertise. Please go back and see how many times the CDC has gotten it wrong. And if you go to the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page, I didn't do the work. A guy named Holden did the work. Fauci versus Fauci. All of the times Dr. Anthony Fauci has said one thing and then said another thing. And as I have repeatedly stated this week, if you tell me you're an expert and you consistently get things wrong, you lose your credibility. I don't trust your expertise anymore. If the guy who fixes my car said, you know what, you need a new transmission. And they said, no, not a new transmission. Actually, you know what? It's just an oil filter. No, actually, you just need to change the octane of the gas you're putting in. If that was the kind of response I was getting, would you go to that car mechanic anymore? Would you consider that mechanic to be reputable or to know what he or she is doing? Absolutely not. Let's go to some more calls. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. What is driving you crazy about COVID? Here's Douglas in Chickawaga. Douglas, hello.
Hello, Tom. Good to talk to you again.
Yes, sir.
What's driving me crazy about COVID is what I believe to be a deliberate attempt by our government to blatantly lie to the American people. They know they're lying. Most of us that have common sense know they're lying. Fauci is lying. All the Democrats are lying. The media is lying. I don't believe anything that they say. And so what we have to learn how to do is we have to use common sense and we have to be able to read between the lines. I've been telling my wife for over a year that masks don't work. It's common sense. A mask is a microorganism that you need a microscope to see it. And the holes in these masks are not microscopic. So it was obvious for me from the very beginning that masks don't work. But what the other thing that grinds my gears is that we're seeing what I believe we're seeing here is population control. It's called eugenics. It's the very same thing that Hitler used.
Explain now this. I've heard the population control argument. Let's start with that as opposed to the eugenics, which is, of course, to make a better race of people. But why do you think it's population control? Is it, do you think the vaccine is population control or the virus is?
I think both are. I think that the virus was deliberately created to get rid of people. I believe also that the vaccine was created to get rid of people. Okay, I've also found out through my studies and research that Bill Gates has a vested interest in people being vaccinated. You know, he's behind the World Health Organization. He has stated that he wants the whole world vaccinated. So this is the reason why when you are, quote unquote, an anti-vaxxer, as they call them, this is the reason why you're ostracized and demonized.
You know, you might be interested. Have you heard of the expression, the Great Reset?
Yes.
You know, what's interesting, Douglas, they put it right out there in the open on the internet, the Great Reset. it is they openly state, we want to use the pandemic to reshape the world, to reshape capitalism. It's out there. I mean, there is another agenda at play. Now, as far as the eugenics situation is concerned, what kind of people do you think they are trying to get rid of? Because the purpose of eugenics is to create bigger, better, stronger. If you're looking for superior human beings, so who are they trying to eliminate?
Well, first of all, the World Health Organization and Bill Gates, they believe that the Earth, because it's overpopulated, it's not sustainable. In other words, our food supply at the current rate, that the useless eaters, that was a term that was coined by Lord Bertrand Russell. He said the world was being overpopulated by useless eaters. So they consider us useless eaters. And so if you're not part of the elite, you are a useless eater. I'm a useless eater. You're a useless eater. If you're not one of them. So what they have to do in order to sustain the world, they have to depopulate the earth. So how do they do that? We have several ways that you can do that. You can do it with war. You can do it with famine or pestilence, disease. And you can, you know, so these are the methods that they use.
You know, Douglas, I have to tell you something. If you had been calling me a year ago saying the same things that you're saying to me right now, I would have said, wow, that Douglas, he's a whack job. I'm not going to dismiss anything you are saying. I cannot logically dismiss it when I see the total lack of cohesiveness or logic or common sense in this whole COVID situation. And it's interesting how one's perspective can change. I'm glad you called. I appreciate it, Douglas, and call again. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. There's Douglas in Cheektowaga. I cannot sit here and say, ha, what a fool. What an idiot. He's a conspiracy theorist. I can't say that. I've read about the Great Reset. It's a real thing. As we sit here worried about our children wearing masks, there are literally people, as Douglas says, the world elite, and their concern is, how do we restructure the world out of this? How do we restructure capitalism because of COVID? It's not as wacky as you might think, ladies and gentlemen. I wish I could tell you it was, but it ain't. That's my analysis. Maybe I'm wacky. It's been alleged, not proven. It's been a weird week in the outside world. I won't go into details, but some people, person I know had to have some emergency surgery, and she's doing fine, but it's just like, whoa. Anyway, it is 4:55. If you're on hold, I would appreciate it if you'd stay there. If I take a call right now, I'm going to give somebody 10 seconds and say, well, I've got to take a break, so I need to keep you on hold. We've got another hour coming up, and this topic has proven to be radio gold. I may actually do it again on Monday. Of course, then again, we don't know what's going to change over the weekend. What is driving you crazy about COVID? To me, it is the constant changing of the science. Follow the science. Well, when the science goes back and forth like a ping pong ball, how the hell are you supposed to do that? That'd be one of my questions. I don't trust CDC anymore at all. And when I see them using word games like, hey, the new Delta variant is more contagious and more dangerous than the other variants. Not COVID itself, but the other variants. Use your common sense, folks. If the other variants had wiped out half the earth, don't you think we'd still be talking about them? Those other variants went down the tubes just as fast as they brought them up. And I warned you, they were going to use a variant to pull the crap they're pulling now, of pulling their power play again and whipping it out, okay? And that's what this is all about. You know, mine is bigger than yours. I've got more power than you do. George Carlin was right. We have no rights. We have arbitrary privileges, and they can take them away anytime they want to, just to blank with us. George Carlin, a man ahead of his time. Oh, 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 oh.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.